Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down a plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon, and glory be to the God of all the wonderful, the awesome, the positive, and amazing blessings we have received this past week in Jesus' mighty name. We wish to thank each and every one of you for taking the time out of your busy day to stop by and hear the anointed word of God today. Thank you so much. You have tuned into Come Together for Change. Amen. Today is May the 23rd. It is 2016. And my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my gifted and awesome husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic Blog Talk radio broadcast, Come Together for Change, which airs every Monday afternoon from 3:30 to 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it is sponsored by our God-appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired Black Talk Radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes that you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling through your spiritual journey. Just know that God sits high and he looks low, and he will take care of those who are obedient to his holy word, and on a daily basis, that is. Just trust God. If he said it, he will do it. Praise God. Just so you know, unless we come together for change in love, in faith, in peace, and in Jesus' mighty name, we will never receive the full blessings that God truly has in store for us. For we must change what we have been doing in the past in order to accomplish your goals. You have turned into our anointed Blog Talk radio program entitled Come Together for Change. I would certainly like to welcome our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted financial partners. We truly have an awesome blessing prepared for you on today. Our inspiration our inspiration for this week is as follows. No matter what you are facing in life today, realize that there is no better place for you to be than in the presence of Almighty God. Everything you need is found in him. When you begin to worship him and call upon his name, he promises to be near you. And when God shows up on the scene, you better believe it, everything must flee. So today, if you have been fighting discouragement, fighting worry, anxiety, cast those things onto the Lord. Come into his presence with singing and enter his courts with praise. Let him be a refuge for you and give you the strength you need to overcome every obstacle in Jesus' mighty name. Friends, on our spiritual journey, the enemy has strategically placed all kinds of stumbling blocks in our path. Do you believe that? When we make the Word of God our number one priority, it helps us to move forward with our eyes wide open. His words like light our path and help us to see clearly where we step. When we love his holy word, we keep our peace and avoid stumbling. Remember that the most important thing that you can do is take time to read the Bible and meditate on His holy word. Why? Because His word is life and strength to our body, and it will protect and direct our every step throughout our holy journey in Jesus' mighty name. So today, if you have been fighting discouragement, worry, anxiety, again, cast those cares on the Lord. Come into His presence with singing and into His courts with praise. Let Him be a refuge, as we said before, for you and give you the strength you need to overcome every obstacle with Jesus right by your side. Amen? Our topic for today is, what is your vision? You know, we have people always are talking about, I had a vision. And the Lord said, I had a vision, I had a vision. Well, today, we're going to ask you a question. What is your vision? Main scripture for today will be coming from Proverbs, the 29th chapter and the 18th verse, and it reads as follows. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now it is time to receive our special blessing from God for this week. It certainly gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my amazing beloved husband and gifted speaker of today, the host of Come Together for Change, the anointed, the blessed, the powerful and dynamic senior chaplain, Elder Hudson W. Griffith, a man after God's own heart, a man that never moves unless it is from the almighty unction of God and loves the Lord with his whole heart, mind, and soul. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful pleasure to come your way another afternoon because we are talking about the man Jesus, a man Jesus who came to bring change in the world. That is why we are naming our program Come Together for Change, because as we come together for change, we see things happen in our world. And we're talking about this evening, we're talking about what is your vision. I want to ask you a question. What is your vision? Your vision really is your mental state, something that has been seen, the act or power of seeing, the ability to plan ahead, something perceiving a dream. Some people say, I have a vision, I had a dream, and therefore it is important for us to understand what is your vision, because each of us should have a vision in life. Each of us should know where we are going. Each of us should know what we are perceiving. Each of us should know what is our destiny, because God wants us to be people that can see forward in the future. Matter of fact, last week we were talking about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we realized that in the book of Joel chapter 2 verse 28, or in the book of Acts, we heard the word saying, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions. Now, we want to see visions today. I want to open your mind to the understanding of what you should be seeing. What are you seeing? What is your vision? What is your sight? What is your focus? What are you taking focus on today? Because there are seven factors that would lead us to understanding what we are seeing. There's sight, there's hearing, there's smell, there's touch, there's taste, there's memory, there's imagination. All right? And so I'm asking you today, what is your vision? Well, in order to understand your vision, you have to be able to know who you are. You have to be able to know your identity. You have to be able to be able to say, I am a child of God, and my vision and my identity is to go forward and do a specific task. I was placed here on this earth to fulfill a specific task. So I'm asking you, what is your vision? Okay. Well, because you know what is your vision, you are able to be able to identify yourself. Who are you? You are a child of God. Now, it's important that you understand that your vision will guide you to your destiny, because your God-given destiny is important. But if you don't know who you are, you cannot be guided to your destiny. Then you have to be able to understand, why do you exist? Why do you exist? That is your purpose. You exist that the things that God has shown you, you can put them into being. Have God given you a plan, a plot, a pattern for your life? Has God given you something that is different to anybody else? Has God given you a purpose, something that is going to a plan? Has God given you a plan to put something into purpose, into existence? Now, God wants to help you, but you have got to understand how to follow what God has given you. If God has given you a plan, you need to be able to execute that plan, because your vision cannot be carried out unless you know how to execute the plan that God has given you. God has given you a plan, and he wants you to carry it out. And the next question that you need to ask yourself is, where are you going in life? What is your destination? Where are you going? What is your destination? You have to be able to understand how to carry out your destination, God's destination for your life. Each of us was given a purpose. Each of us was given a destiny. Each of us was given an understanding of where we are going. We are not just placed here by chance. You're not just placed here because God didn't have anything else to do. You are placed here so that you can carry out a specific destination. And then if you are going to fulfill this destination, you have to know where you are going. Because it can't be just like you're running all around not knowing where you're going. You have to know, where are you going, right? And in order to know where you're going, you have to know, you have to have resources. You have to have a knowledge. You have to have a direction. You have to have a knowledge and understanding of your purpose in life. Because if you don't understand your purpose, if you don't understand your purpose, any road will take you there. If you don't know where you're going, have you ever been on the highway and you made a wrong turn? And when you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Therefore, it's important that you understand where you are going, right? Because your purpose, your potential is necessary. Every one of us have got a particular potential. That is the ability to know what we are doing, what we were placed here to do. That is your potential, all right? And each of us have the potential because we were born to create something in life. You were born to make something happen. You were born to be able to understand your particular potential. You're not just born to just hang around. You're born to fulfill your particular potential, right? And your potential is going to depend upon your perception. each of us have got a particular perception in life, and your perception is going to guide you towards your potential, all right? And when you understand what is your potential and your perception in life, you are going to be able to follow through with what God has given you. You know that God has given some of us the ability God has given all of us the ability to make something happen in life. God has given you a perception. God has given you the potential to be able to see things through. Not just to talk. Some of you are good talkers, but it's not just about talking. It is about understanding the potential to make things happen. And God has given you that potential and to develop that perception so that you will understand your purpose in life. And your purpose in life is really attached to timing. What is your timing? When will you get where God would have you to be? You have got to have a particular perception that will guide you to your purpose, and your purpose will guide you to your destiny. But it all has to do with timing. Very often we don't achieve our purpose in life because we do not set a time limit. We don't set a time and when we'll get there. We don't have a methodology for achieving what God has given to us. And that is why we don't achieve, because we have not set out a time. You know, that you've got to be able to understand the vision. You know, you've got to be able to write the vision down. You've got to be able to settle a plan of action that you'll be able to keep, that you'll be able to see the vision, right? Because the scripture said that young men shall see visions. So, and old men shall dream dreams. But you know, a dream and a vision, when you understand a dream, you will be able to understand how to put it into place, how to develop your destiny, how to understand your purpose, right? Your ability to plan ahead is something perceived as a dream, your mental stage, whatever. You know, many people today have become rich or wealthy because they were able to see their dream. They were able to put their dream into purpose. And therefore, it is important that you understand. Many men, when we look at Mr. Zuckerberg, who was able to develop Facebook, he had a dream. He had a vision. And as a result, he's a wealthy man today. And there are other people who have had dreams, who have had visions, who understood what their life story was all about. And we see that they were able to get to where they're going in life. They were able to achieve their God-given destiny because they understood their purpose, because they understood their perception. What is your perception about life today? There are many people who know they have the skill to repair motor cars. There are many other persons who have had the skills to do different things. And I'm suggesting to you this evening that God has a plan for your life. What is your vision? Your vision can only be brought out when you understand what you're seeing, when you understand what you're hearing, when you're understanding what God is saying to you, because God has given you the ability to get ahead in life. Are you ready to reach out and to do something different with your life, or are you just going to sit down and allow things to just happen? No, you've got to understand why you exist. You exist that whatever ideas God has given you, you are able to put into action. God wants you to understand that you are a different person. God wants you to understand the methodology to solving the problems in life. God wants you to understand the timing. It is not just doing things or saying things, but there's a time. There's a time for everything, the word says. And therefore, you have to understand the importance. Where there is no vision, the people perish. If you landed on an island and you didn't have, and there was no one else on that island, and you would have to have a vision for either getting off that island, or you'd have to have a vision for going forward and making something positive of your life on that island. Suppose you had to live there for the balance of your life. So God has given each of us the potential. God has given each of us the perception. God has given to each of us the purpose. So God wants us to understand and to see that your mental stage is important. If you do not see things through your mental eyes, as it were, well, then God cannot help you. So you've got to be able to see that where there is no vision, the people perish, the word says. And God is saying to you today, have you got a vision for your life? What are you doing with your life? And God is saying to you today, you need to get that plan in place. You need to put that purpose in place so that you can fulfill your God-given destiny. What is your God-given destiny? Have you got that ability to develop that plan, that idea? God has been giving you ideas all your life, but you have not been looking to get them, to put them in place. No, you've just been talking. You've just been looking at things. But it's not just enough to look at things. You've got to be able to identify your destiny. You've got to be able to put that purpose in place. God has given you the ability, so you've got to put it in place.
Amen, amen.
It is time that you look at what you're doing with your life. There are so many people today who are just looking for a job, but they don't realize that God has given them the potential to develop their skills and their abilities, and that it's not just going and working for somebody else, but working for yourself, for developing your skills, for developing your purpose, for understanding your perception of life, and being driven to your particular destiny. I am suggesting to you today that if you do not know what your purpose is in life, you will just go through life just hanging on. Know that it's time for you to get rid of the folly. It is time to get rid of just hanging around. It is time to put things in place so that you can make a contribution in life, that you can reach your destiny, that you can reach your purpose, that you could understand where you are going and have a timing to get there, and to understand how to get there by having a methodology. So God wants us to be more focused in life. That is why I'm asking you this evening, what is your vision? And the scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And you surely will just lag around in life without a vision. And God is saying to you, look, even when in the book of Joel, when the word was said to the prophet Joel, he said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions. Your young men need to get up and have a vision, a purpose. Your young men need to get up with a perception. Your young people today need to alive in this world. You could make chairs. If you look around in your home or everything that you look at was made by God gave you the imagination to be able to put it in place. I want you to know that it is time for action. What is your vision? What are you doing to make this world a better place? What are you doing? I want to pray with you this evening that God will give you the wisdom and the understanding that you will be able to put your vision in place, that you will be able to make this world a better place. So just trust God. He has many ideas for you. He has many things in mind for you. So I want you to trust God to be able to make things happen for you, that you can see your purpose, that you can understand your destination, that you can understand your destiny, that you can understand your potential, and that you will go forward in faith and do what God will have you to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring those in the listening of my voice to you, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit, Lord, just take full control of them. Let them be willing to get up, Lord Jesus, and look at and ask themselves what is their vision, and to be able to identify that vision, and to be able to understand their purpose, and to be able to understand, Lord Jesus, what you will have them to do. There are too many people just lagging around without knowing what is their purpose, what is their vision. So let your Holy Spirit develop that potential in them, that they can see where they're going. Lord, guide them, Lord Jesus. Grant wisdom, understanding, that your people will get up in faith and be able to do what you will have them to do, Lord. And Lord, help your people, Lord, to see that they have a purpose in life, Lord. Help your people to see that they have a destiny, that they have got a potential, and they've got to be able to go forward. Bless them, Lord, this afternoon, that they will take up the turn, Lord, and be able to do what you would have them to do. Let them not be idle. Let them not be just sitting down doing nothing, but let them know that you have given them a destiny, a purpose. Bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. So what is your vision? We pray that you will find the strength and the time to read your Bible, to pray and ask God, what is my vision, Lord? Know that it is time for you to put things in order so that you can meet your purpose and your destiny in this life. Praise God. Well, friends and family, this is all the time we have for now. We thank you so much for listening to our radio broadcast. Come together for change. We pray that your plate is full with the wonderful teachings of Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. So get excited as you begin to digest your spiritual food for this week, as your blessings begin to shower you with God's greatness. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program, as so many others have done so. Our mailing address is Come Together for Change in Henderson, Nevada, 89009. Or you can email us at hwgministries@gmail.com. And if you ever need a prayer or counselor, or just need someone to talk to, or even if you just need someone to pray with, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. Do call, text, or tweet a friend, a neighbor, an associate, or a family member, and ask them to join us next Monday on Blog Talk Radio for Come Together for Change. Next Monday's date is May the 30th. Give us a call. We love to hear from you, but more than anything, have someone come on the broadcast with you next week. There's always a number that you can give them to call, and the number to call is 46-200-0578. right at 3:30. All right? Thank you so much. We pray that you have a life-changing prayer answer, productive and amazingly glorious week. And remember, God is able to do all things. So go ahead and search for that vision. You need to know what your purpose is in life. Amen?
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been.